John Langston, your state delegate. You got what I was.
Hi, John.
And I'm glad to see all of you here. Frank and I attended an assembly that had about as many district committee members as we have in Georgia, but they had three district committee members present at their state assembly. You are to be commended. I'm gonna call the roll like a school teacher. District 1A, give your name, and you don't have to say you're an alcoholic, we assume that you are.
Earl Fairfax.
District 1B.
Patrick
Teal. 2.
Raymond Young.
3.
Glenn Jackson.
You're there, Glenn. District 3B. Lisa.
She's here.
She's here. I saw her. District 3C. Judas.
Here.
District 4, Herb. Herb here. District 5, Don.
Here.
District 6,
Maynard, Yellow Horse, alternate.
Maynard. District 7A. District 7B.
Rylan McKee.
I'm sorry. District 8. District 9.
Wrong one.
District 10.
Larry Stanley.
District 11, Frank. District 12,
John Bush.
And John.
Metro Atlanta District, Zone A.
Walt Cochran.
Zone B.
Lonnie McCullough.
Lonnie is the alternate, treasurer. This happened at the assembly, the alternate, the delegate and alternate.
Zone B just showed up.
Zone
B's here.
Zone B's here. With bells on.
No bells.
We're glad enough to have them.
Zone C, Don.
Don, I'm with you.
Metro D.
Odell Thomas.
Zone E.
Roddy Pierce.
Okay, Roddy is the alternate. Metro Zone F.
Arthur Simpson.
District 14.
Sonny White.
District 15. District 16A.
Jay Tilly.
District 16B.
Carl Monk.
District 16, Zone C. Alternate delegate, Frank Rice. Let's give yourselves a hand. First order of business that I want to call your attention to, I do have quite a bit to bring up to each one of you. And as I've said before, the district committee member actually is the delegate in his district. And I sincerely want to thank each and every one of you for your dedication and for all of the help that you've given Alcoholics Anonymous and service, and for all of the help and support that you have given me, as well as all of our office people, our trusted servants. Zone C in Metro Atlanta is bursting at the seams with the number of groups and the number of people attending the groups and the meetings, and this is typical of Alcoholics Anonymous as a whole. But according to the state procedure they have followed, and they've done it the right way, they are now at the point of adding two new zones. I don't like to use the word splitting in Alcoholics Anonymous, but I'm going to call on their district committee member, Odell Clements, if he will come forward to the microphone and offer a presentation.
My name is Odell Clements, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hey,
hi, everybody. And I'm also the committeeman from Zone D. We have... Incidentally, it's Zone D, John. Zone C is...
What did I say?
C.
Zone D.
Zone C is in DeKalb County, but it's a zone in itself.
Yeah.
After, as you know, having witnessed, we have had a lot of meetings on the subject, of adding to, Joe gave us a new word there. I was using that other one that I won't use now. But Joe gave us the new word, adding to. We have discussed it, and we have done everything we've been told to do according to the state manual. It has been witnessed by our chairman, and I think we followed the procedure. I don't know what else we could do. The vote, believe it or not, was unanimous. Now, I don't know how that happened, honestly. And that's not one that you make unanimous by pleasure, but it was unanimous that we come before this body and with a group conscience and request that Zone D be added to by changing the boundary lines as best they could be done. This was the, I like to say that I requested Fred Norris to head up a committee, and I didn't know how it could be done. But he did a good job, and his committee did a good job, and it worked out beautifully. Actually, we're going to come out about equal and all, you know, and I just couldn't see it, even with boundary lines. But basically, Gay has the map that maybe you can see, and Gay's going to tell you what these new boundary lines are and what the proposed new zones are. Gay, would you?
Thank you, Doc.
Hi, Gay.
I'll be off to the DCM on Zone D. The way this ended up, I'm going to need a little help here. Really was amazing. Thank you. Because they recommend that we have territorial boundary lines, and it worked out unbelievably as the committee worked. This is 85 going through Atlanta. This is 285 running down this way. And they have become natural boundary lines for us. Everything north of 85 will be Zone G. Everything south of 85 and east of 285 will remain Zone D, and everything south of 85 and west of 285 will be Zone H. And those are the Nashua boundary lines, plus, as it turned out, there is approximately, give or take, one or two groups, the same amount of groups in each zone, so it worked out just beautifully as far as adding the zones too. And that's it.
Now, if anybody has any questions about it, I even brought a metro. Have you ever tried to get together a metro, a map of Atlanta, of a part of Atlanta? You can't find a good one. But we, if they have any questions about what groups are where, I have a metro map that with streets in it. We'll have to go with the streets and numbers even in some cases. In fact, some are just across the line from other. But we request that this group consider this.
Does anyone have any questions to ask Odell? This is your decision to make as district committee members, so if you have any questions, and you might be thinking about your own districts in the future, if you have any questions, now is the time to ask them. I want everybody to have a voice. Nobody is shut up. No questions. Joe, you have
yeah, I,
one.
Yeah,
Joe Phelan, our state
I don't president. Have a question. My name is Joe Phelan, a grateful recovering alcoholic, and one of you. There are about 45 groups in Zone D. The experience in AA for suburban groups is to try to hold zones or districts within an area of 15 to 20 groups. This was all done according to our Georgia State Service Manual. You have the boundaries, you have the zone 85 and 285. Virgil Warren, who to all intents and purposes wrote our manual and was instrumental in forming our assembly, also was present at two of the three meetings. After all, we wanted to stay away from one of them and let the GSIs wrestle that out themselves. But I can heartily recommend this action to you. It's done according to our manual. The way we're growing We've already done it several times over the last 4 or 5 years in District 1, in District 3, in District 16. It's just a continual natural progression to, you wind up with committeemen having 15 to 16 to 18 groups instead of one man, have three of them, rather than have one person, a woman, trying to handle 45 groups. Obviously, it does all good things for our communication, and I hardly endorse the action. It was done and has been done according to our manual, and that's all I have to say on it, to assure this body that it's been done.
John.
Yeah, Don.
I'm John Anderson, DCM Zone C.
Hi, Don.
This is voted on at the September Assembly, right?
Yes.
It has to be approved by the committee members here today first, and then be taken to the Yes.
Well, then I will put it in the form of a motion that the district committee members approve the redistricting of Zone D submitted.
Thank you, Don. Don has been through this, so he. Is there a second, Don? Stand
in favor,
you.
James Rivers,
and Metro Zone E. All of those in favor of this motion, raise your hands. I don't have a vote. Why am I on that? All right, that's fine. Lower your hands. All of those opposed, if you would raise your hands. I might add that our state chairperson, Joe Phelan, is in Zone D, Metro Atlanta, as a member in good standing of the Skyland Group, and also having been a district committee member in Zone D, and has met with them, as he said. So this motion is carried and will be presented to the GSRs at the State Assembly in September for their vote. And I want to commend Odell and his district in doing this. Now, the rest of you may be thinking along these lines, and this is the way that it's done. You talk to the office committee and bring it before this body, and if passed, it goes to the State Assembly. Down the road, a little bit later, we may have to look at redistricting, because Alcoholics Anonymous is growing very fast. We have many groups added. In fact, every week there are new groups. And when it gets unwieldy, as it did in Zone D, and cannot function because of numbers, then something has to be done. So down the road, we may look at redistricting and renumbering. That will be done at a later date. I want to call your attention to the workshops that were started at the latter part of Joe's term as delegate, and has been continued and hopefully will be continued by the new delegate the next 2 years. And as I've said before before the assembly and in private meetings and in area meetings and area workshops, that Alcoholics Anonymous is growing at a fantastic rate. We who are trusted servants are right in the middle of it. We have 3 assemblies a year here in Macon. At one time, that was enough, but it no longer is enough to cover the things that we have to do if we're going to have a viable fellowship. And so we're having these, I ask you to start these as district committee members, because it was your job to do this, not mine, recognizing local autonomy. And I want to thank you for coming through and for doing this. We had the first one during my term, Jerome from District 9, had a workshop matter. I attended this and participated in it, and it was a very great workshop. And since that time, we've had other workshops. We had a very excellent workshop at Albany, and District 1, A and B. It was very well attended, and I thought a very excellent program. And we've had other workshops, and we've had them at Cartersville. Now we're coming up to some more workshops that we're going to have this year. The next one is May the 28th. That will be next weekend. It'll be held at Fort Stewart, District 5. Don, you want to tell us a little bit about this? Don, you're here, I know.
My name is Don Miller. I'm a recovering alcoholic.
Hey, Don, go to the mic there. They're taping.
My voice don't carry that far.
No.
May
28th.
I'd just like to pass on a little bit of information to you about our workshop that we are going to be holding at Fort Stewart next Saturday, the 28th. It's going to be held at the Fort Stewart Officers Club starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. And by the way, this workshop is going to be hosted by four districts, 3, 4, 5, and 9, so we're going to have all of the Coastal Empire down there. Tom Lyden, who is the GSR of the Hinesville Group, has done a lot of work down there to make sure that the club is set up for us. And if everything goes according to plan, we're going to kick it off at 10 o'clock in the morning. Today I'm going to have to confirm some of the participation, but starting in the morning, I'm hoping to have our state delegate, our state chairperson, and one of our, is Keith here? I thought I saw him earlier. We'll be leading keynote, I don't like the word speeches, but they'll be sharing with us in the morning, three keynote speakers. The club is going to set up a sandwich bar and a soup bar, this type thing for us, pay as you go, and then right after that we'll come back and break into four workshops. The district committee members of those four groups and several of the GSRs plus several of the past state and trusted servants are going to share in these workshops. And then after that, we'll all get back together for a quick critique, and hopefully at 4 o'clock, we'll all be back on the road and going back home. That's about it in a nutshell, and if there's any questions, I'll certainly be glad to share them with you. Fort Stewart is an open post, so there's no restrictions about coming aboard the post. You won't have any problems doing that. Tom, can you think of anything? This is Tom, who is the GSR of the Liberty County Group and has been working real close with the old club.
My name is Tom Lydon. I'm a grateful recovering alcoholic.
Hi, Tom.
The only thing I want to bring out is Fort Stewart also is growing, same as AA. Not just AA itself, but Fort Stewart, and they have changed the roads around. Anybody that has been on Fort Stewart within the last 6 months, when you get there, be careful. There's a lot of one-way streets that didn't used to be one-way. The Officers Club is very easy to find. If you're coming in from Highway 82 after you get off 196 or 17 or 95, when you go on the base, you have to bear right. When you bear right, you'll come to a traffic light. You can either bear left or go straight. You have to go straight to go to the Officers Club. And once you go through the next traffic light, and you'll see the PX area all to the right, the Officers Club is about 50 yards down past it. If anybody gets on post and gets lost or think they're lost, stop and ask anybody, and they can direct you right to the Officers Club. It's one of the biggest buildings on the base except for the new hospital. They just opened a brand new hospital on the base Friday. So the base is growing, and I'll leave my telephone numbers here where people can contact me if they get into Hinesville and get lost. That's kind of hard to do, though, because it's not a big city. But
I think I could manage that.
Savannah. It's about 42 miles from Savannah going south. When you're on 95 coming from that direction, you'll see a sign that says Fort Stewart. That's going into the post. When you take that sign, it's 22 miles before you get to the main cantonment area. It's an open post. But if you go straight into Richmond Hill or Midway and go off into 82, it's still about 18 to 20 miles getting into Hinesville. And once you get in Hinesville, you can only go into post. If you don't, you're up in Jessup.
Want to stay out of
Lutowitz, too. Yeah, stay out of
Lutowitz. I'd like to have a private meeting with you after this.
Are there any other questions? Thank you, Tom, for giving us that information. If there's no other questions, I would like to meet with the DCMs of 3, 4, and 9 right after this meeting just to clean up and make sure we got everything all squared away. Thank you, John.
Okay. All right, thank you very much, Don. Having worked for the Army for a number of years and staggered around Army posts, I think I can find my way.
You know where the Army is?
No, but I know where some other things are. I won't go into that. There's another one in another part of the state. All of you people down there around the coastal area, those districts down there, let's come to this workshop and support it. I'm telling you, it is vital. In Gainesville, North Georgia, District 16 is having a workshop, and I'm going to call on Jay Tilly to tell us a little bit about this.
I'm Jay Tilly, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, everybody.
Okay, District 16, Zone A, B, and C are great getting together on this. Carl M. and over in 16B and J.W. from 16C. And this will be at the Halt Club in Gainesville, 781 Green Street. And John, the state delegate, is going to speak on the history of AA. And Frank is going to talk on the service structure. And Joe P., I believe, is going to talk on the seventh tradition. And then we will have three workshops concurrently in the afternoon, and hope to see a lot of you there.
Thanks.
Be June the 12th, I'm sorry. Starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay, thank you, Jay. Hold it just a minute. Yeah. Right. Does anybody have any questions you would like to ask Jay?
Is
that 1 o'clock, Jay?
Right. Start at 1 o'clock.
Now let's everybody in North Georgia support this, and if you're not able to come, announce it and get some of your GSRs to attend, because it is vital. Do you have anything else, Jay?
No, I have some flyers here if anyone needs any.
Thank you, Jay. Now, Middle Georgia and District 7 having a workshop August the 7th at the Alpha Club, and I'm going to call on Willie to talk about this. They're also having a picnic, and he has some flyers.
Hi, everybody. I'm Willie Pritchard, and I am an alcoholic.
Hi, Willie.
District 7A. We decided to have our workshop August the 7th here in Macon at the Alpha Club. It'll start at 10 o'clock a.m. and go until 12. Then we'll break for lunch. Then we'll break off in workshop from after 1 o'clock, the remaining of the day. And I was reading, and we haven't really planted our floor mat as yet, but I was going back to the one that they had in Illinois, the workshop on the three legacies of AA. And I'm pretty sure that's what the workshop consists of. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Willie.
Willie, August the 7th, is that date solid, confirmed, rocked in?
That's what we voted on.
The reason I asked, that's the 5th, 6th, and 7th is the Illinois down in Norman Park.
That's right.
I didn't want to.
Well, we might bring that up.
When you do that,
you get cut a message.
Yeah. Good. If you can at all, we'd like to support the Al-Anons as much as we possibly can.
Well, we would like to have it in August.
Well, yeah. Try and see if you can get an alternate date.
All right.
Let me know. Now, any of the rest of you GSR district committee members who would like to have a workshop in your area, get busy on it and let's do it. Are there any questions that anyone has on these workshops? We'll have everybody have an opportunity to share. I have Do you have something, Joe? You...
Yeah, I've got two or three things. When you get to it.
All right.
For tomorrow, that's all.
Okay. One of the things that I will be talking about in the morning in my report is money. Emphasizing our seventh tradition. This is not peculiar to Georgia. We are Area 16. And I'm Panel 32, Area 16. My mail comes 3216. This is not peculiar to us. In fact, we are a lot better off than a lot of the areas. Some areas don't even have an assembly. But it does take money to grease the wheels. Our trusted servants, one of the requirements, or one of the, I guess you'd call qualifications, if you read your state service manual, is that the delegate, the alternate delegate, state chairperson, who's always past delegate, be partially financially able to perform the duties that's required of it. I wish that it were not necessary for him or her to expend any of his own expenses. That's not really realistic. I get $1,000, I think Joe got $750, and Bob Ross, who's here with us, they got $300. But these were back in the days when postage stamp cost a nickel. Grapevine cost 25 cents, and steak was about 40 or 50 cents a pound. Everything has gone up, and I don't need to tell you this. Gasoline is over a dollar, depending on where you buy it. So it's very, very expensive, and the delegate and the alternate delegate have to do a lot of travel. And we like to. I like to get out and be among you. But it's been customary at each assembly for the past several years, because of inflation, to raise the stipend of the delegate. I get $1,000, and I facetiously said that I spend that much on telephone calls. Yeah. Now, that's about true. For a telephone call plus postage, you don't have a whole lot left, do you, Joe? So I'm going to suggest, and this was brought before the office committee and was approved by them, but it has to be approved by you, and it does not go to the state assembly. You district committee members are the ones who make the final decision. But as your trusted servant, and looking at AA overall, and particularly in Georgia, I would like to suggest to you that you raise the delegates' expenses, not this year, because I won't have a part in it, but to raise the delegates' expenses for the next 2 years to $1,250. I had come up with the figure of $1,000, which would be $1,200, which would be $100 a month. But the office committee felt like $1,250 would be a more realistic figure. One of you will have to make a motion, and one of you will have to second it, and then you will vote on it. I do not have the right to make a motion or to vote. Neither does Joe nor Frank. Do I hear a motion that we raise this to $1,250? Jay has made the motion that we raise it to $1,250.
Yeah. I'm just Jay Tilley, and I'm an IRA. I'm one of these poor drunks, and I sort of resent the fact that we have to take so much out of our own pocket. Most of the time when I come down here, I have to pay the lion's share of it myself. And, hey, we're not really paying our way when we do that. What realistically, what would be... I would like to suggest that we carat to make it 1,500.
Well, thank you, Jay, for your very surprising suggestion, and a very good suggestion, Jay. you're meaning this to be retroactive 2 years.
About 4 years.
No way, now. That's not it. That is a good suggestion. This has been made. Now, this is up to you people. Paul may have a little input on this as our state watchdog. Would you like to say anything and address this, Paul, briefly?
Briefly, yes. I suggest that first we raise the contributions and then we raise it to $1,500. I went around with a $1,250. Although we are running behind this year, we've spent more money than we've taken in because I feel that it's very necessary, but I don't feel at this point, as your treasurer, that we have the money, frankly, to go to $1,500. That's it, John. That's right.
Thank you, Paul. We are going to, now, I said in the office committee meeting, and I've heard the same thing that people say, I don't like you down there because all they talk about is money. I'm not really concerned about these people because my sobriety is very valuable to me. I like sleeping at home in my own bed and eating good food. It's much better than the skid row that I was on for a long time. Now, when I was in New York, I made it a point to go down to the Bowery, and you haven't seen the high cost of low living until you go down to the Bowery. People don't even look at it. We know all of this. Our sobriety is very, very important to each and every one of you. Yours is as much important to you as it is to me. We're going to have to talk about the seventh tradition even more. Now, as I said, this is not unique to Georgia. It's going to be done all over the United States. But when you call on these people to represent you, and this is also true in your district, you district committee members bring this up to your districts and tell them that they are supposed to pay your expenses for going to the groups. Some of you have long distances to travel. Some of you don't have such a long distance to travel, but they should reimburse you. And your GSR should be reimbursed for coming to the state assembly. I paid my way down here for years. But certainly your state representative, your delegate, should be reimbursed. And he's certainly not going to get all of it. I want to ask Bob Ross, who was past delegate in 1970 and 71, I believe, wasn't it, Bob? To just very briefly tell us what his stipend was, and this was a good while back, you can tell by his white hair, that this was a good while back, how much his stipend was and how much he spent in 1 year as delegate. Bob?
I'm Bob Ross. I'm not a past alcoholic, I'm a present alcoholic.
Past delegate.
I'm a past delegate. My stipend, as you call it, was $300. In the first year, I added about $1,000 to that. And as you say, this is when stamps were, I don't know, it was 5 or 6 cents, and gas was cheap. None of the groups paid any of our expenses at that time. We were invited to come and visit and talk and whatnot. But at that time, the groups had not really gotten started in sharing our expenses on the deal. Secondly, the whole thing was about $3,000 out of my pocket. As you know, John, I took my job very seriously. In fact, I gave up my business because of it. I was happy to give it up because I was staying sober and I was staying damn happy. And I've come out so much better in every respect of my life since then. That was not much of a move. It sounds like a lot to some people to give up your business. Yeah. But it interfered with my AA and my way of life. I wasn't going to let business interfere with pleasure. But I know what you mean. All of you who have come since me, and this is what, 12, 13 years ago, everything has tripled and quadrupled, including the work and what's expected of you. All the groups want you to come. And we want to go to all of them, but we can't afford it. So I'm like this $1,500. I just wish you'd make it retroactive about 12 years. But it still is not going to be enough. It won't cover it, but it sure will help.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Bob.
I think it limits who can serve.
That's right. There,
you have to be sort of have a little money on the hip to be able to. I don't think that's good.
No, that should not be a qualification at all. And also, the AA is not self-supporting today. Our literature and our big book carry us, and that's not right. In the office committee, we were talking about taping conventions. We're not in the business of making money. We're supposed to be self-supporting. It doesn't say we should be. It says AA is so. So every group. We should be self-supporting. And the motion has been made. The second motion was Jay's motion to raise it to $1,500. Jay, I wish we could, but realistically, I don't see how we could, but I'll bring this to you. You're the ones who are supposed to vote on this and make their motions. How do you feel about that? Art?
Yeah. I'm still Art Simpson, gratefully coming out.
I
don't want to preempt the office committee, John, but I have a very strong feeling about that.
You know, our seventh tradition says we are self-supporting.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, Don's talking about 8, 9, 10, 11 years ago, $3,000 it cost him. And we're saying another 250 for 1984. And we had a motion or a suggestion from the floor from $1,500. And I say that this is something that, you know, we got to be responsible. And I think we need, if we don't ask the fellowship, we're not going to get it, because we're all tight-fisted with our money when we get sober. That's unfortunate, but that's a fact of life or sobriety. I feel very strongly about the $1,500, and I think that it's incumbent upon us sitting right here in this room to ensure that that $1,500 is available in our state treasury. And I think, you know, we need to, yeah, a lot of people say, I'm tired of hearing about money. But, you know, if we want to be self-supporting, then we're going to have to get out there to our groups and make sure that the money gets into the state treasury. We can come up with enough money to meet our convention needs and what have you. And I'm saying that I don't see any reason why the fellowship, you know, we're sitting here talking about the growth of one zone in our fellowship. We're talking about the growth of one zone, and we're saying AA is growing. If we can't come up with another $500 within our fellowship, then I think we all need to re-examine our values and our priorities and our sobriety.
Thank you, Art. Let me throw this out as a suggestion to you. This comes up every 2 years. One of the reasons is that the sitting delegate, can bring it before the body here. And he or she won't be involved in it. So I'm not asking for a raise for me, but I am looking at the one who will follow me with compassion and concern. Let me suggest, in the spirit of love that we all have, also be realistic, that we, this is a suggestion, and somebody, you'll have to make a motion to discuss it by yourself. There we go with the $1,250 figure for this year, and instead of waiting until the end of the new delegate's term to see how we manage that, because we will be talking about the seventh tradition a great deal more. And at the assembly next year, at the year from now, that we consider it again. I'm open for motions, suggestions, so forth. Loney?
How much does this thing have in the reserve?
$25,000.
$25,000?
$12,000.
And it's a year's cost of operating is running in the area of what, 35? And what we're trying to do is build eventually, like we do in our home groups, of
prudent.
A year's operating fund.
Prudent reserve.
Prudent reserve, yeah.
Thank you.
And this is less than it was 2 years ago. We had 16,000. We survived last day and to this point by dipping into the reserve already.
James
I
River.
I make a motion that we'll go over that 1250.
Okay. Yeah, the motion's been made. James Rivers has some sharing.
Well, I was going
to
suggest that we go with 1500.
I think we're going to have to
vote. We have a motion on the floor.
The original motion.
We have a motion on the floor for 1250. Is there a second to this? All right, Walt Cochran seconds it. Maynard?
I second it.
Maynard has a second.
Let's have a vote on that.
Now, remembering when you vote, and we're going to call for a vote in a minute, and none of the office committee votes, only the district committee members. Remember in voting, Jay Tiller's motion that we go to 1500. If you want to do that, then you don't vote for this. And then we'll have another motion. I appreciate all of your interest in this and your feedback, because I want anybody to leave here and say I didn't get to say anything. All right, we'll have a vote on the 1250. All of those in favor of 1200 raising 1250, raise your hands. Let's count these. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. That motion's defeated. How many just don't give a damn?
Let's go on the second motion and get it.
All right, we have a second motion to raise the stipend to $1,500. Is there a second to this motion?
I second.
Art seconds it, Sonny seconds it. All of those in favor of raising it to $1,500, raise your hand. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Those opposed? Looks like that's the count these for me.
10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Keep your hands up. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right. Those that don't care, raise your hand.
How many voting people do we have in the room?
27.
But they're not all in. We got about 24.
About 24 here. The two district committee members. Two district committee members that didn't come. All right, looks like this motion has carried.
So it's 1500?
Yeah. Now, come in, Eileen. We have one other thing I want to bring before you. I would have been much happier with the 1250. But I get both.
What does that do with the alternate?
That's what I'm going to bring up now. I've been alternate delegate. I was an alternate delegate for 4 years, and the alternate delegate has a lot of expenses. I know I've called on Frank a great deal, and sometimes I was a little hesitant to call on him because he didn't get any remuneration. And I did get
didn't get any what?
Remuneration.
That's a big word.
What is it?
You're not supposed to be talking. I got it. Frank didn't get anything, but a lot of love and staying sober and things out of it. But he didn't get any financial remuneration. I had a suggestion that since the alternate is called on a lot and the delegate, and I tell you folks, AA is growing and it's going to cripple within the next few years. And I'll address that in the morning. We're going to have to look at this realistically. Dalton, it is being called on more and more because one person can't be in two places at the same time. I haven't figured out how to do it yet. I had this is a suggestion from myself and was brought to the office committee. And it was approved by them that we give the, I had suggested $200 to the alternate delegate. And the office committee suggested $250. This was passed by the office committee to help reimburse the alternate delegate for his expenses. Do I hear a motion for this?
I make a motion that we increase it to $300.
You people realize, of course, that you are the district committee members, and you're going to have to go back to your districts and talk on the seventh tradition. I'm not kidding you. This money is going to have to come from somewhere. The motion has been made that we give the alternate delegate receive. We don't give him a damn thing. $300. Yes, Walt.
I want to change that, John, to make that $500.
Oh, boy.
Well, that's like Las Vegas here.
Let's stick with the $250. I don't want to be like it was a free spender.
No, I want to make it $500, okay?
All right, what do you want to do? I'm open for our motions from the floor. We don't have a motion to vote on yet.
One at a time
now, please. Hold it.
Most discussion, John?
Yes.
I'd like to caution the assembly here, our committee members. They're the prime ones who have to go back to the group and get this, hoping that you won't run into what I did when the assembly wants to give me my check to go to New York with no money. And this could happen.
I remember that.
Because we didn't have any reserve, and then you got to reserve, but who wants to go into your savings account when your checking account runs out?
Yeah.
We got to think a little bit ahead. This thing is going to increase gradually, which it has done in the past, as inflation and whatnot takes over. And we've got to keep that future in mind, too.
Walt, you see, one thing we've got here, we never have paid any of the alternate delegates expenses. This is going to be something new. And this doesn't go to the assembly floor. This just means there. This is something that you're going to have to think about, and I would recommend caution right now, and it can be raised at a later date. But since it's new, I would suggest the 250 figure. Now, it's up to you, Sarah.
Marie. There, it was too much for one to handle, and that's what the office was for, to help out. So we voted on, and my office said that if I should be a senior, it's a tax money. I figured it worked out the same way.
What you thought, it's up to you, Pete.
I would suggest you had Levis.
Hi, Levis.
Just, you can't split this down the middle because our delegate is wide and asked to go to New York. There's no way you can split this down. It's $1,500 that we vote on the hands for the delegate. Now we got to decide what we're going to do with the dollars.
Since we're discussing it, what about this? You know, let's remind the groups that when they ask for the delegate or the alternate, that they help share its expenses.
All right. Point well taken, Fred.
Fred, right, I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Fred.
Fred, we do it my business. When you people come out and come out to do workshops, we pay your expenses. That way we can break it down. So I cover a big distance. My expenses, they just don't pay too much of it. Fortunately, I can afford a little bit of it. But when you people go down to the Fort Stewart deal and phone over to the phone, I should pay for those expenses. When you go to the games, they pay for it.
Sure.
I decided Paul is the foreman and Bob is This money can run out, you know.
That's right.
It's hard to get money right now. The Senator's office and two GSO and two GSO, so we need to do something about money.
Fred's point is well taken. We wouldn't have to pay so much expense from the state if we had more participation from the district. So Joe and myself and Frankie and Paul and Keith, we want to come visit you. I have no better time in the world when I go down to South Georgia or North Georgia and I share with you and I meet your families and I eat your food. You see how bad I'm getting. I love it. And I don't want you to stop calling them. Please call. They echo my sentiments exactly. But friends, let's be self-supporting. And that would help a lot if the district would do this. It's a little confusing now, but we have a motion on the floor for the alternate delegate to receive $500. Is there a second to this? Remembering. I don't want to influence you one way or the other.
Maybe we got a motion for $250 now.
Is there a motion for $250?
I'll make the motion for $250.
Second it?
Who was this that made the motion? All right, Fred Wright made a motion for $250.
I second.
Then let us make seconds a motion. All of those in favor of $250, please raise your hand. I think that's the majority of us. You want to count? All right. That's obviously the majority. Come in, Keith. We've been missing you. Now, we are running late, and Joe has asked for a couple of minutes. That will make us 2 minutes later. But Joe does have some very important things that he wants to talk about. And let's give him our undivided attention. And as soon as he finishes, we'll stand and have the Lord's Prayer and go immediately into our workshop.
No. We've got your stuff to get out to him.
Oh, yeah, okay. We've got some important things here, Joe.
Yeah. My name is Joe Phelan, and I'm a grateful recovering alcoholic. I pray. There'll be a couple of new things in the morning. Number one, our state secretary has resigned. There will be nominations from the floor late in the morning session for a state secretary. Hopefully, we're going to get somebody nominated. The election would not take place until September. If you have anybody in mind for the state secretary who requires 5 years of sobriety, ability to do the job, remember, we do have an office manager. So the state secretary becomes part of the committee, part of the state committee, and does have various responsibilities that have to do with secretarial work, that have needs to be a good member of Alcoholics Anonymous. And anyway, we will be offering that opportunity to nominate some. I think, to my knowledge, there may be one person so far who seems qualified who is going to be nominated, but it's a free and open democratic society, as AA always has been, and I trust always will be. Second thing that's a little different than our usual assembly is we're going to ask the committee members and the alternate delegate to state their intentions on a tentative basis as to whether or not they are going to stand for the state delegate election, which comes in the fall, in the September meeting. You will all be sitting with your GSRs by districts as if it was an actual election procedure to get ready for the fall. Finally, so many things are coming up in Alcoholics Anonymous that we don't have to repeat. You all know them in your home groups and the groups you attend, just as I know them in my home group and the group that I attend, that we are going to start to re-communicate regarding our state service manual. We've had this in existence 6 years, and it's very difficult to find anybody in Georgia today who has one.
You will all the committee members and the GSIs will have one in the morning during that meeting, and I'm going to go over some of the things for a short while to show how helpful it certainly has been to me, and I know can be helpful to you in your duties as a committee member and trusted servant of Georgia. These manuals will be given out to you in the morning, and from then on, the final reprint will take place before September, and there will be a charge, not determined yet, but on a cost basis for any future manuals to be given out. But the ones tomorrow will be given out for one person, one group, as well as each committee member. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Now, we are running a little late, but we always do. But not as late as usual. We do have some important things that Paul wants to hand out. Let me urge you, as soon as you get these, can we do that?
It doesn't matter. What I've got is for each of you is your financial statement, your directory, and the state manual for the DCM. The GSRs will get one as they register to death. And so it doesn't matter. When
How
you
would
get
you
them.
Like to do this? Have the Lord's Prayer and then come up and get them, or would you rather pass them out now? Which would be the most orderly way to do it?
Pass them out.
All right, pass them out right quick.